Actually, I was. I got it figured out. I had to get into, I believe it's the Heckelberg repeater up there, and I had to get out of the cabin and move out towards the lake a little bit, and I caught it. So that worked out. And then the Traverse City, they've got DMR sites up there. I was able to get into their DMR and get it. So, overall, that worked out nicely. I just had to move around.
Well, again, you can call that a win because sometimes, you know, with a handheld, you do have to move around. What happened years ago, you know, the officers were out, and it's like, well, I can't move around, so what, you know, something happened. Promised 97% coverage on a handheld, I think, back in the day. But at least, you know, in the circumstances, if you can get in a position that you're not endangering yourself, you could at least move around and be able to get into the DMR, which, again, there's another way to figure out, you know, where you need to access it.
The great.
Yeah, and I had to program the radio, as I didn't have Mackinac, the repeater that's in Mackinac. I didn't have that programmed into my new DMR radio, so I had to program it on the face and on the fly. And I thought I had packed my programming cables, but I didn't, and so I'm like, well, I guess it's a good test to program on the fly.